It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday. We're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Dr. Lisa Baker. And good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
Excellent, thank you, despite it being a cold January day.
Well, you're a true Minnesotan, though, aren't you? You grew up in Minnesota?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm originally from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, up by the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Okay, so you're well acquainted with winter, then.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Baker. We appreciate that. I think this is your first time on Wellness Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, a little bit about your background and where you grew up and stuff.
Yes. My name is Lisa Baker. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist, and I currently live in Minnetrista, Minnesota, which is about an hour and a half east of Montevideo, but just west of the cities. I've been married for over 30 years, and I have three children, a 25-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 21-year-old, and they're currently all going to school at the University of Minnesota, which is my alma mater. Mm. How I got started in medicine is actually one of my most favorite stories, because it makes me think of my dad. I was the oldest of eight girls in my family, and my dad owned an ambulance company in Detroit Lakes, and I became an EMT in ninth grade, and that's where my interest in medicine came. My dad was able to push me out of my comfort zone, so not many people in my family went to college, so I went to the University of Minnesota, the big city, and I did my undergraduate and medical school there. And I've been asked multiple times, how did I pick, obstetrics and gynecology, and was it because you had seven sisters? And the answer is no. I actually did a rotation in emergency medicine at Hennepin County, and absolutely loved it. But what I really missed was what happened to the patients after I took care of them. Mm-hmm. What did the laceration look like after I repaired it? And I needed the end of the story. And that's what obstetrics and gynecology gives me. I can do emergencies, surgeries, deliver babies, get to see patients in clinic. And I get to know the end of their story. So that's how I picked obstetrics and gynecology.
Right. I know some doctors, they give birth to a baby, and then, 20 years later, they're, that person's giving birth, and the same doctor's working.
Yes, that's very rewarding, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
I was in private practice for 28 years in the Twin Cities, and then I retired at the end of June, and people often ask me, why did I retire? Well, I was thinking about retiring around this time anyway, but medicine has changed. There's COVID. There's kind of an aspect of burnout. So I spent 6 weeks just catching up with my sleep and spending time with my family, but I realized that I really missed it, and I felt like I had a lot more to give, but this time around, I wanted to serve a purpose. I wanted to serve a need, and rural Minnesota actually has quite a need for what I do, and so I decided to become a traveling doctor this last August, and the first place that I went to was Montevideo, and interestingly enough, it's the only place that I came to. It's only, an hour and a half from where I live. My husband can go into a restaurant and they remember what kind of sandwich he likes to order. Almost daily, people come up to me once they find out I'm a doctor and say, thank you for being here, just because we need you.
Right.
So That's so rewarding, and it's coming at a good time in my career. So Montevideo Hospital was interested in having me come more regularly. And so as of December 1st, I've been here a little bit more regularly. And my main role is to help the primary care providers take care of their patients. So I give advice on high-risk obstetrics. I do deliveries and C-sections. I would also see patients that would normally go to St. Cloud or Wilmore to see a specialist, you know, to discuss issues like pelvic pain, infertility, endometriosis, recurrent miscarriages, abnormal pap smears, heavy periods, those sorts of things, just to name a few.
Okay.
And then I also provide surgical services at the hospital as well, things like, you know, hysteroscopies, where we look up inside the uterus to see why somebody's periods are heavy or why they can't get pregnant, or procedures to help lighten somebody's flows, like endometrial ablations, hysterectomies, of course, and DNCs and LEAPS and surgeries for prolapse, so just to name a few. But there's a tremendous need for those sorts of services here in Montevideo.
If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Dr. Lisa Baker from CCM Health. And Dr. Baker, that's kind of a neat story of how you kind of retired and you just felt you wanted to continue and to come out to rural Minnesota.
Back to my roots, you know, originally from Detroit Lakes. So I feel like rural Minnesota really has a need, and I very much look forward to it. I'm coming here like 2 weeks a month, and so I have a better balance of time with my family, but also time with patients at the hospital.
Let's talk about obstetrics and gynecology a little bit that you specialize in. What kind of changes have there been over the years in that?
Oh gosh,
a lot.
Tremendous. Yeah, a lot actually. And you know, COVID adds a certain dimension to that too. And I still think there's there will be still the need to use care in Wilmer and St. Cloud, but hopefully we can keep some of the high-risk patients that would normally go there here in Montevideo, so they don't have to travel so far to get their care. Mm-hmm. Obstetrics and gynecology is a continually evolving field, and I feel like 28 years in the city has prepared me well for what Montevideo needs.
Okay. Well, Dr. Baker, before I let you go, what are some hobbies you have, or what do you like about Montevideo and CCM Health?
You know, I love all the parks that you have here, which is awesome. We went to the historical museum, the train museum, since we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the wellness center as well. And, you know, I think if I had fully retired, I was maybe interested in becoming a master gardener or doing the master gardener program through the Arboretum.
Oh, wow.
I love flowers, and if people ever see me, they might notice that I'm wearing something with a flower on it. And so whether it's the case of my phone or clothing or whatever, but, you know, maybe someday do the Master Gardener program at the Arboretum.
Oh, nice. Well, we do a garden show with Heather Nursery here from Montevideo and Dawson with Randy and Dwayne, and maybe we can get you on sometime on the garden show then with your expertise in that.
What day during the week do you do that?
Thursday mornings.
Thursday. Well, I might have to pencil that in.
Just visit with Randy at Heather Nursery there in Montevideo. So
awesome.
All right. Well, Dr. Baker, thank you for your time and getting to know you a little better. We appreciate that. And we once again, thank you for coming out to Montevideo.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
That's Dr. Lisa Baker from CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.